one of the Atlantic Caribbean sun, monsieur. Quickly, let me just tell you that if you would like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at rcistlucia.com. Tell Iowa at rcistlucia.com. And believe me when I say to you, people, we would love to read and discuss whatever you're going through right on the program. We'll give you some good advice, that's for sure. Folks, just remember, those of you who are going to be calling, Letla is rated E for everybody, everyone. So keep it clean. You could be passionate, usa babie souvle, but just keep it clean, okay? The numbers you need to dial, our fixed line, our landline is 4523046 1758 4523046. You can reach us on WhatsApp 1758 724 0008. Remember, you need to add us as a contact, because last week some of you are calling the phone number, calling us direct from your phone. No, but you can't, don't do that. You need to add us as a contact in the WhatsApp,
yeah,
right? And then call us using WhatsApp. Okay, people? Hope y'all get the thing. Y'all get it? Y'all got it. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, your stereo, whatever it is you're calling us on. When you're calling, turn it down. Want to hear you nice, want to hear you loud and clear. You can send us a voice note as well, people. Send a voice note via WhatsApp, okay? Want to hear you loud and clear. Turn down the volume. First time callers, all you need to do is just say first time. Last week we had two. All we want you to do is just say first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. Regulars or Zazam, we waiting for you. Here we go. This afternoon's Letla reads Iowa. I tried. Believe me when I said I tried to stay out of the way, mind my business, and wait till he is ready to be with me. But the woman he is with now, that woman is a problem, and he wants to leave her. I have no dealings with her. My dealings is with him. And as long as he keeps telling me it's me he wants in his life, I will be there for him. I don't care. People saying I should have found out if he was in a relationship before I get involved with him. But that's not my business.
Yes,
I keep telling them that I was not the one who went after him. He came after me. And no one wants to take that into consideration. They don't care about my feelings or his feelings for me.
Yes, girl, feelings is important. It's very important.
Everyone is like, I should leave him alone because the man is a liar. But I don't think so. That man does treat me so well, I can tell he is not the problem. Wow. I do not look for trouble. I keep to myself. When I want to see him, if I find like he's been away for too long, I call him or send him a message and he makes time for me. We have spoken and he asked me to stay out of her way and not look for trouble with her. And I agree. But she like Roro. Now, instead of that woman looking for me everywhere to cause trouble, why don't she leave him? Leave him and find somebody else. I know very well that he is making her unhappy. And she is unhappy. He don't want her. Iowa, she not doing nothing for him. And it is my pleasure to do anything he wants me to do for him. I bend in so... and so and so and so. It says, I even go on my head.
Woyo.
But like I said, I try to stay out of her way, but she's out for trouble. When I see her certain places, I step away. Sometimes I even leave the area completely just so she don't get a chance to come after me. Good for you. And believe me, it has happened. I was pushed. She had her hands in my face, giving me orders about leave him alone and why I cannot find my own man. But he is my man.
Yeah, man. Clean.
I posted a picture of the two of us. The picture was taken of our backs while we were facing the sea. I posted that one deliberately because our backs were facing the camera, not our faces. I was quiz take the woman calling and cursing after I know, calling and cursing me about if I know what good for, tut tut me, take it down. She's a much older person, but that doesn't mean she can say and do me whatever she want. That woman better check herself. Every time she see me, she want to fight or she have something to say. She promised to destroy me. That's a threat? What was that? I'm also being stalked. I went out with him because we wanted to spend some time together. We were sitting together and the woman just came from nowhere and slapped him.
Wow.
So I tell him to hit her back. And she came after me. She pushed me and she had a hand in my face. He held her and took her away. But as they say in Patois, pity corpa maladi, I am good for myself. But then, Iowa, why should that woman continue to pester my life and blame me for what is happening to her? Go behind your man. But she's not doing that because she know he don't want to hear her. You rushing to answer the man phone and then she calling me from all types of different numbers. She van. Because a wet kaka vid. That woman just does not get it. I am not going away. I will call his phone when I need to see him and he will come. She better make up her mind to leave him alone. Iowa, he has not gone into detail, but he has basically said to me that he is not happy and he wants to leave her to be with me. I told her that the day she came behind us. That's why she pushed me. But then what happens when he leaves her and I let him go? I'm not going to do it. He has asked me to wait and I'm going to wait. It's been a while, maybe 6 months. But I'm going to be patient. As long as he continues to take care of me and show me that he wants me, I am not going anywhere. What I want to know is why she with him for 12 years? What? And she not happy.
Wow.
Why she still want him when he want to be with somebody else? She just don't want to see the man happy with me. She's a fool. Now tell me, should I be the one to let go? I would like to know, what do you think should be my next move since I want her completely out of the picture ASAP? Boy. Let me that one more time. Let me know one more time quicker before you call us at 4523046 or 724-0008. Iowa, I tried. Believe me when I said I tried to stay out of the way, mind my business, and wait till he is ready to be with me. But that woman he's with now, that woman is a problem and he wants to leave her. I have no dealings with her. My dealings is with him. And as long as he keep telling me it's me wanting his life, I will be there for him. I don't care. People saying I should have found out if he was in a relationship before I got involved with him. But that's not my business. I keep telling them that I was not the one who went after him. He came after me. And no one wants to take that into consideration. They don't care about my feelings or his feelings for me. Everyone is like, I should leave him alone because the man is a liar. But I don't think so. That man does treat me so well. I can tell he is not the problem. I do not look for trouble. I keep to myself. When I want to see him, if I find he's been away for too long, I call him or send him a message and he makes time for me. We have spoken and he asked me to stay out of her way and not look for trouble with her. And I agree. But she like Roro. Now, instead of that woman looking for me everywhere to cause trouble, why don't she leave him? Leave him and find somebody else. I know very well that he's making her unhappy and she is unhappy. He don't want her. I was she not doing nothing for him. And it is my pleasure to do anything he wants me to do for him. I'm doing so and so and so and so on in my head. Editor, people, not editor. But like I said, I try to stay out of her way, but she's out for trouble. When I see her certain places, I step away. Sometimes I even leave the area completely just so she don't get a chance to come after me. And believe me, it has happened. I was pushed. She had her hands in my face, giving me orders about leaving him alone and why I cannot find my own man. But he is my man. I posted a picture of the two of us. The picture was taken of our backs while we were facing the sea. I posted that one deliberately because our backs were facing the camera, not our faces. I was twisted the woman, calling and cursing about if I know what good for. Take them down, take it down. She's a much older person, but that doesn't mean you can say and do me whatever you want. That woman better check herself. Every time she see me, she want to fight or she has something to say. She promised to destroy me. I'm also being stalked. I went out with him because we wanted to spend some time together. We were sitting together and the woman just came from nowhere and slapped him. So I tell him, hit her back. Hey! And she came after me. She pushed me and she had her hand in my face. He held her and took her away. But as they say in Patois, pity corps par maladie. I'm good for myself. But then Iowa, why should that woman continue to pester my life and blame me for what is happening to her? Go behind your man. But she's not doing that because she know he don't want to help her. You rush in to answer the man's phone and then you call in me from all types of different numbers. She vanva because her wet caca feed. That woman does not get it. I am not going away. I will call his phone when I need to see him and he will come. She better make up her mind to leave him alone. Iowa, he has not gone into detail, but he has basically said to me that he's not happy and he wants to leave her to be with me. I told her that the day she came behind us. That's why she pushed me. But then what happens when he leaves her and I let him go? I'm not going to do it. He has asked me to wait and I'm going to wait. It's been a while, maybe 6 months, but I'm going to be patient as long as he continues to take care of me and show me that he wants me. I'm not going anywhere. What I want to know is why is she with him for 12 years? And she not happy. Boy, that's true, eh? Why she still want him when he want to be with someone else? She just don't want to see the man happy with me. She's a fool. Now tell me, should I be the one to let go? I would like to know, what do you think should be my next move since I want her completely out of the picture ASAP? Let me go to the phone line. 452-3046. Good afternoon. Letla, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Timarci.
Hey, how you doing, Carla?
I'm good, Ira. What's up,
buddy? We're good, man. What do you think should be her next move? Because she wants her completely out of the picture.
Well, yes. I know when you want somebody out for good, you know what to do. Kuma, the four letter with the double L at the end,
I don't get it, Carla.
The four letter word, the double L at the end, since you want her out of the picture for good. That's what she said. But I find that lady really know the people business too.
But the mister telling her. The mister not telling her,
I honestly, I know I believe that man lying.
What?
And the man is lying and he's lying to the woman.
Why?
The man is lying to the woman. He's in the middle of the mixture, the drama, and he's not even saying anything. He doesn't even care.
Now, I hear you say that all the time, man, that guys lie when it comes to these things.
Oh, the man is lying. The man said he's not happy. And
seriously.
I mean, you know, if you're not happy in the relationship, it's not that easy to move because, like she said, it's 12 years. You think the man wants to waste his 12 years relationship?
If you're not happy, yes.
Well, if you're not happy, you move out of the relationship. Simple as that. You have somebody already. She loves you. You can work things out. Move out. But don't tell me you stay in there. You have the woman.
The man stayed. So why not the woman? Why not the woman move? Why is always the man have to go? Why is she moving?
Mm-hmm. But the woman wants a man. The woman will leave a man, Iowa.
Exactly.
Or the woman will leave a man. The man, like the caller, the writer said, she said the man complained that he's a bit. The woman in house,
Connor, listen to me.
He's the one complaining, so he's the one that should be leaving.
Connor, listen to me. You have a man in your house, a man living with you. The man seeing other women and think you miserable. Huh? So it have to be the man to go. It must be the man to go.
Of course, you have that. He's the man to go. Okay, Iowa. I have you in house, Iowa. You do all things for me and things. So you think because you
have a woman thinking. You instead you leave for your peace of mind.
Well, listen, not leave for the sanity, but that woman more than the one to leave the man. Now I think that caller, that writer,
what?
She's too much.
Quanah,
you think
too
so?
Much and she's way too much.
Quanah, let me ask you a question, and be honest with me, right? Quanah, you about your business. You're a single woman, okay? Let's just say you own your own business. You are a single woman. You
right.
with me?
Right.
When you came across?
Hello?
Quanah? I'm listening.
Right. So, he came to you. You're single, right?
Uh-huh.
He came to you. You're on your own business. Oh, man, he's your type. Maybe tall, dark, and handsome. You know, chest them, you know, specs. You know, he buff. And
yeah, man, he man built.
And he...
And yes, I fell for him, not knowing he's in a relationship.
Right.
And at that moment, he's a single man. But then later on, I got to know that he's in a relationship, a 12-year relationship. I would have stepped.
Come on, caller. Caller, Pam at the answer radio. Don't lie on the radio.
Okay, it's two ways. It's either I step back, but it looks like he's taking care of her.
But caller, you said you fell for him.
I would have stepped back, or if I was in that situation where he's taking care of me and stuff, I would have just stayed there, stayed calm and cool. Take what I get in and just be calm.
Yeah,
but she's not being calm and stuff. Both she and the woman like Roro.
No, but is the woman not coming after the girl?
You say that?
If you're in a relationship, okay, you meet the guy, you're in the relationship, right? And his woman in house, where he not really probably not getting along with, he's planning to leave her. Coming after you, you won't defend yourself?
Well, yes.
Exactly, but that's what she's saying.
Fine to what? So what you have to leave? She should just back down. And for them, the man know all that going on. The man not even saying anything.
Yeah, I find like they're not.
He's not even saying anything. So the man more like the drama going on.
It's not him. The ladies have to come behind him. The woman have to.
The ladies having a dead misunderstanding. You, the man, it's because of you that is happening. You should speak to the outside. You should speak to the one inside. Okay. He's not saying anything, so the man doesn't even care. To the time the man leave, he will still not want the outside one.
So, caller, you would worry about, like I was saying to you, you'd worry about if the man has somebody else and that kind of thing. After he came on to you and you're single, you know, and he's your type.
At the moment, he is single to me. But
right.
then later, I got to know that he's
seen
in a relationship.
Right.
Did I stay there? Or I move on.
Oh, you move on.
Regardless, I'm saying that I still wouldn't cause all that. But how did the woman in the house get to know the woman? All them kind of soaps.
Her friends.
How she got to know who the woman is?
Jones, come on. The girl have friends, eh?
Jones? Oh, really?
Now, call her, I need to ask
you. You need to just calm down for me, please, because the way you sound so hoggish, you sound violent because he's your man. You're a man for 6 months and you're behaving so much less. But I tell you, for your own man, let people alone for me, please.
Now, why is the other woman going after her, caller?
The woman going after her because the man said nothing, so the woman is dealing the whole situation. She willing to put the woman, the outside woman out, beat up and thing for her man. That's what's happening.
I'd love to stop that, you know. I don't go there.
How do you all of them are doing that?
Yeah, and why would you hit your man in public? You love the man.
Exactly. The man should just walk away from the one inside plus the outside before them toxic.
What does that say about the one, the lady in the house? You come in there, you see the man outside, you slap in the man.
The lady
and
is the man. She's the man of the house. She says she's the man. You can't tell me you're hitting the man in public like that and the man just sitting down there.
With his friend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right, Gaster. That's not right at all.
Kula.
It looks like that man has been getting abused. Indoors and then nothing is being done about that.
You said it, caller.
And honestly speaking, the way she spoke about him, it looks like he's them kind of quiet man. He seems that quiet.
Caller, one final question before I let you go. You said something there about the man is a lie. You feel fellas capable of telling lies on their women, Gaster? Them kind of lies to get
anything. Yeah, you are.
Yes, the woman don't believe that.
Doing all that for you, but yet you and a girl said. She going on her neck, she doing this. So even if you do all that, so what? Anybody can do that.
Not anybody.
So now who knows that woman has given it to him better. But she you see the same thing? But yeah, man, your men don't do that. You're getting the good treatment in the house, but yet still,
nobody. You're not who, outside how are gonna, but who say this. Good by him?
You're not getting that. But C4, you know all that.
Who say good
you
by him, Gola?
Your men don't do
how,
that.
How,
you need to stop that. You need to be honest.
Sometimes the treatment in the house could not be good. That's why he probably is outside.
Yes, that time it doesn't be good. You're not be honest. But most times, you're left be lying. And say I lie. You all have been lying too.
So, what are you telling me there?
Because at the end of the day, those two women are acting like two.
I keep asking you.
They're acting so illiterate. They can end up bouncing up with each other, do something so stupid that they can stand on the man just there.
Kola, that's why I keep asking you. Eh? So, you mean there are fellas, there aren't any guys, perhaps some listening right now, who are in relationships and they're not happy? I keep asking you, like, you know, like Mendes, the old Mendes.
But Iowa, if you're not happy in a relationship, why stay there, Iowa?
Sometimes you cannot leave.
The woman is not happy, the woman move out. The man is not happy, the man can move out. Regardless of what happened, he will still rise.
So, Kola, don't you believe there are some men that just cannot leave the relationship?
Okay, you cannot leave the relationship. Seek counseling. You have family members. You're supposed to have a brother, a close buddy. Talk to him about something. There is help out there. The man more like his soaps. The man lying, the man vicious. And the man fooling the outside woman. That's what's happening. And I don't care. So I have to stay. Right, Tim, I'll see you.
Hey, thank you very much, my friend. 4523046 is the number to call. You can also call us on WhatsApp. The number is 724-0008. What, hey, what's your take on this afternoon's letter? Should she just leave mate alone? You know, let the man deal with his lady in the house? Or should she continue to call him and try to make things work between the two of them? You know, I don't know what he's telling her, what he has said to her, but she has stated in the letter that she's not going anywhere, caller, first caller. He said he's not going anywhere. She said she's not going anywhere. That woman better be ready. But again, a good question she's asking. Why are you in a relationship for 12 years with a man that's making you unhappy and you ain't going anywhere? You have not done anything about it. You know the man seeing other people. Why is this happening to you? Huh? That's a good question she's asking there, listeners. Why are you with the man for 12 years and you're miserable? And instead of dealing with him, you everywhere behind this person that he has decided to see on you, to have a relationship with on you. So much so she's saying that she's not going anywhere. You know? Deal with it. She's not leaving him because he's taking care of her. And of course, clearly you know that because you're searching for her, you're meeting her in the place, you're pushing her, you're pushing, you know, her around, you're quarreling, you're dialing phone. Missy.
That's crazy, on another level.
How can you all be so miserable in relationships? Well, how do you all do it, people? How do you all do it? What is the reason for that? Are you afraid of being alone? There's this caller, one of my regular callers, who very often say on letter that some people are terrified of being by themselves. You know? But is that you? Let's take a call. Good afternoon, Lekland RCI, you are on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey!
First time caller in a very long time.
Well, that's good. First time caller. Go ahead, my friend.
So, the woman only said one thing that was valid in this whole letter. She said, why would you stay with someone if you're miserable?
Right.
That's the only thing she said that was good. Everything else she said was she was wrong.
Wow.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
Now, I don't know why she's seeking advice when she already made up her mind for her to stay
with
her
man. And wrong house. She's wrong house. How wrong where?
No. Why are you writing if you already know that you're going to stay with your man? What are you looking for? You're not looking for advice. You already know that you want to stay with your man. You already know that you're doing all that kind of acrobats and all kind of stuff and petit copa maladie. All those things will get old. You think she's with a man for the woman and the man together for 12 years. She don't think eventually her 6 months will turn stale and she will have stress too.
This relationship thing, it's
an up and down thing, you know. It's a headache.
I don't understand what you mean, Kola. What do you mean by that?
Come on. I'm not going to say us women are easy. We know we can be difficult, and we know that we're not easy. Mm. Any woman that make it easy for a man, that would be too easy. You shouldn't make anything easy for any man. I'm sorry. Hey, you should make life difficult for men.
Hear that?
Just because you can. Just because you can make it difficult.
If it's too easy, it will just come and go. But if you make it difficult, then they will stay. Men like a challenge.
Now, Kwana, you correct on that, eh? Some of us do like challenges.
Yes. And when I say difficult, I don't mean to drive him crazy. But I mean, you know, she's talking about she's going on her head and everything he wants. Maybe at some point the woman in the house was doing those things. And maybe that's just who he is. And that's what he does. He likes to find new toys. And then after a while, when he gets tired of it, he throws them away. And maybe the woman, that's just her life. That's not full time job chasing down the side women.
Kwana, are you able to stay in a relationship for 12 years and you miserable, Kwana?
I'm not going to tell you I personally will do it, but I know that sometimes if you invest, you have kids. She did not say they had children. She did not say they were married. Mm-hmm. Maybe it depends. Now, the woman fighting her down, searching, stalking, that's too much. That's things we did when we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You understand? That's thing you do when you're 19, you're 20.
When you look for people.
You understand? You get to a certain age in your life, you don't do those things. You know, and I understand that sometimes people invest their time, they invest a lot in the relationship, and it's not as easy as we like to say, just leave. You know? Maybe the man is not getting something at home for true, and maybe that is why he's out seeking it. That doesn't mean that he's totally unhappy. That doesn't mean that he wants to leave, but he's just telling her that. Now, from what she said the woman is an older woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's a younger person, too, and she's just there. You know, she's swallowing all the little lies, all the lies that he's saying to her. She's drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you understand? Because, go ahead.
So you were saying that he's lying. He's lying and that, you know, she needs the person.
I think he is. I think this is stuff that you see every day happening. The men always crying that they're not happy at home. The woman is not doing this. She's not doing that. And then the side women are believing those things, especially if they're young. Because my thing is, if you're so unhappy, you leave somebody and then you give yourself time and then you find somebody else. You don't do it because if he really cared for her, he wouldn't put her in that situation to begin with somebody stalking her and somebody troubling her. Like, life have too much ups and downs as it is for people to always be in those kind of drama with women and men anyways. You know, whether it's with a woman doing it to a man or vice versa, you know, like for instance, in her situation, it doesn't make any sense. You know, she's probably young. The man getting a scratch over there. He's getting a nice release. He's taking it. But sometimes that's why he's probably telling her, don't look for any trouble. Maybe he doesn't want them to kind of, you know, butt heads because he doesn't want his inside woman to kind of know anything. He just wants to keep it on a down low. Mm-hmm. If you're really miserable, the woman slapping you up in public, and what gives her the right to tell the man to slap the woman back? When the tables are turned, would she like that?
She probably felt sorry for him, Kwana.
But listen to me. It's not right what she did, but you're not adding more wood to the fire.
Sure.
You understand? You take his hand. If you love him so much, you take his hand, you walk away. You're not asking him to slap the woman that he's been with for 12 years. If he did that, then that eventually is something that he will do to you too.
So, Kola, what kind of woman would confront her man in public with another woman and then slap him?
But you need to understand, sometimes, as I say, that's a full-time job, and I personally will not do it. But some people who's going through it, they feel like maybe that is just the only way for them to get the person to see them. Because sometimes some women, they have to do so much for the men to see who they are and what they do and what they bring to the table. Because y'all men, y'all don't listen when we speak to y'all.
Why do you
think
that
is? It comes out like songs in your ears, like nagging.
Look down.
You understand? But y'all have to, no, y'all have to, it's not nagging. We speaking to y'all. We talking to y'all. But okay, you don't even start with the look and look. Look last week, your letter. The woman spoke to the man. She spoke, she asked him to, and then he said he didn't feel like he had to change when he had to.
Yeah.
And then after she left him, that is the time he wants to go back and look for her.
Yeah.
So maybe now the woman of 12 years, she's just trying to fight for her relationship. But eventually when she pick up and she gone, who knows, maybe you'll be the one doing exactly what she's doing right now.
And you might even write us too.
Anyways, my advice for the young lady is, you knew that he was in a relationship. From the time you found out that he was in a relationship, you should have just checked out.
But why? You see, that's what
you're not no superwoman. You don't have no S on your chest for you to be bigging up yourself, acting like all of a sudden the man loves you. 6 months.
Caller, listen to me. Listen to me before you leave, You're all right with the man. She's okay with the guy. She ain't having any problems with him. Everything is okay.
So you can just move just
they doing what they're doing. He's seeing her. He's calling her. She's calling him. Everything all right. Mm-hmm. But there's somebody in the back. They're trying to create confusion. Is that her business?
But if it's not happy for her and she has somebody bringing down her neck, why would she want that anyway? Tell the man to handle his business before you come see me. Because who knows what's going to happen? It doesn't make any sense. Tell the man to handle his business first. Mm. She said that the woman doesn't go behind her man, he's behind her. She's coming. And I understand that she's wrong for that. But tell the man, talk to him and tell him, fix up your business. When you're done with your woman of 12 years and you're totally done, and I know that you're done, then we can talk. But for now, the man is just enjoying himself because now he has two women fighting for him. What man doesn't love that? Tell me.
Me.
Why are like
the ego?
Kola, why are they fighting for him? Why are women fighting for him?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know why women fight, but those two women in particular, both of them stupid.
Well, to me, it's one woman that fighting there. One woman fighting.
If the other one knew her value and her worth, she would not even be there to begin with. From the time the woman attacked her from the first time, she would check herself out. She would say that's not for her. There are better things out there. Mm-hmm. She have her whole life ahead of her. Mm-hmm. From the way she sound very young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You ain't got time. Because you know what? Later on, you're going to look back and you're going to ask yourself, why? Why?
Mm-hmm. So she should really move. Move. She should really.
And I'm not saying that I haven't heard that men actually left the woman in the house for the outside. This has happened before. But come on. Like, you don't have to go through all that halika say to get to a man. And then when you're in their relationship, you have to do more work now for the relationship to work. Just so.
And it's love that, eh? Hear that?
Yeah, she said that.
I listen to you guys every Wednesday. Thank you so very much. I'm in Montreal, and this is what's keeping me in the cold.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate you,
caller. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. Yes, I am caller from Montreal. Yeah. We appreciate you. Let me take another call. Good afternoon. Let us see how you on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller.
You're on a roll. Thank you for calling. Thank you. What's your
I just wanted to talk about that little situation that's going on. If you're in a relationship for 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have an ex-woman, right? And I home, and a man going out and meet the side woman. If I, the main woman, you know what I was doing? I was tracking the man.
I
telling you, I tracking the man.
GPS?
When I meet the both of y'all together, I beat the woman first and then I beat the man after.
But why would you do that?
Why?
It's because you're hurting? Are you trying to preserve your relationship? What is your reason for that?
The reason why is because I home, right? Not doing nothing, being loyal, taking care of the house, all taking care of the kids, taking care of everything, but yes.
Caller, they ain't giving you any right to touch anybody, caller.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not giving you any right to touch anybody, caller.
Exactly.
Right.
So, if I go and do it in the near future, you cannot come and get vexed with me because it's you that started.
Well, you choose because of big people here to do what you want.
Exactly.
You know what you want.
Is do what you want. So, the best thing I could tell a woman of 12 years, leave that relationship. Because it ain't going to make no sense. It happened once, it happened twice, it happened 5 times, it happened 10 times, it happened for the whole 12 years. Trust me, there is no way it's going to stop.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome. Appreciate you that first time, caller.
I have a question, but anyway, she's gone.
Oh, yeah. 4523046 is the number to call. 4523046. Or you could call us on WhatsApp, 724- 0-8-1-7-7-0-8. And I just want to reiterate, people, those of you who are in relationships and perhaps you are miserable, you have no right to hate anybody. Eh? You know that. Don't hit, don't touch. Yeah. Good afternoon. That's left crazy. Line, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon
to you. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
I listened to you read the letter and I have observed what I definitely give the woman on the inside wrong. If you know you're unhappy with your life,
Hello?
Oh, man.
We lost you. Hey, caller, we're hoping that you could call us back and make your contribution. All right? We want to hear from all our callers. All of you, okay? Right. 4523046 is the number to call. You can also call us on WhatsApp at 724008. Let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon. Let's lie, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, caller. You are on the air.
Well, I've listened to you too. I'll read that letter, and I'm giving the lady on the inside wrong.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with a man and you're not happy, you walk away. You know the man is flirting, he's cheating, you just leave. You don't want to talk anybody, make yourself embarrassed just because of a man for 12 years. You're not happy, just leave. Let the man live his life and you live yours.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Because they say, calling the man is a liar. The man telling stories on you.
I was in a relationship just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was a side woman just like the lady wrote the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guy put me to sit down, we spoke. Like I told him, I'm not telling him leave his relationship right away, but I'm willing to wait.
Big up you, eh?
And I waited and waited, and when he left the woman, up to now we're still together.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes men lie, but it's not all the time.
Okay, but it's men that have the problem, eh?
Not men. Majority of the problems in relationship have to be for a lot of women.
Mm. But, Cole, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think a guy in a 12-year relationship would go out, step out of his relationship just so?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
And how long are you together, you and the guy? How long are
18 years.
What?
Okay.
18 years now, and you have a happy relationship, or there are some challenges
in between? At first, when it started, it had challenges because you don't get a perfect relationship. You will not
challenges like what? What was the problem in the beginning? What was the problem?
Because at first, when he left the woman, he used to say, like, I left her, how's she doing? And I keep on telling him, well, everything will be okay. If you knew you're not going to think.
Hello? Go ahead, go on.
Yes. So at the end of the day, the main woman in the house that wrong, not the other women. Because majority of times, we women in house, we do main things and we accept them to accept it, and when it's our turn, we don't want to.
Oh,
okay. So there's two sides to every story.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. Hey, let's take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll read the letter one more time and continue to take your calls. This is Letla on RCI, sponsored by Fruitsy CMOS and Access.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
Boy, that CMOS makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy CMOS? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy CMOS is full of natural goodness your body needs. CMOS is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy CMOS. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy CMOS, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids, Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashree's brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashree's brands for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
Who's a little man with a lot to offer? He is the Harry Spence man, who sells the best for less in so many colors. He is the Harry Spence man. For a better pain and a better price, check the little man for some soft advice. Let your brain in inside, outside, you'll be satisfied when you use Harry Spence.
It's on the old south, for the best price and the latest style. Take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. We got the time to make you say, yeah. Quality, price, service, choice. It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Compton Highway, Castree, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Beaufort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453 Tile. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style. Island Style.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. We read the letter one more time and continue to take your calls at 4523046. You have it? 4523046. Or you can call us on WhatsApp. Remember, you have to add us first. Okay? 724-0008. 1-758-724-0008. And us as a contact and then call us on WhatsApp. Here's this afternoon's letter on RCI. This afternoon, it is a lady who has written and her letter reads, I tried. Believe me when I said I tried to stay out of the way, mind my business, and wait till he is ready to be with me. But the woman he's with now, that woman is a problem and he wants to leave her. I have no dealings with her. My dealings is with him. And as long as he keeps telling me it's me he wants in his life, I will be there for him. I don't care. People saying I should have found out if he was in a relationship before I get involved with him. But that's not my business. I keep telling them I was not the one who went after him. He came after me. And no one wants to take that into consideration. They don't care about my feelings or his feelings for me. Everyone is like, I should leave him alone because the man is a liar. But I don't think so. The man does treat me so well. I can tell he is not the problem. I do not look for trouble. I keep to myself. When I want to see him, if I find like he's been away for too long, I call him or send him a message and he makes time for me. We have spoken and he asked me to stay out of her way and not look for trouble with her. And I agree. But she like Roro. Now, instead of that woman looking for me everywhere to cause trouble, why don't she leave him alone? Leave him and find somebody else. I know very well that he is making her unhappy. And she is unhappy. He don't want her. She's not doing nothing for him. And it is my pleasure to do anything he wants me to do for him. I so and so and so. I doing that. I this and that. Do edit. But like I said, I try to stay out of her way. But she's out for trouble. When I see her sitting places, I step away. Sometimes I even leave the area completely. Just so she don't get a chance to come after me. And believe me, it has happened. I was pushed. She had her hands in my face, giving me orders about leave him alone and why can I not find my own man. But he is my man. Ay, ay, ay. I posted a picture of the two of us. The picture was taken of our backs. while we were facing the sea. I posted that one deliberately because our backs were facing the camera, not our faces. I was quiz take the woman calling and cursing. Oh, man. Take it down in your... She's much older. She's a much older person, but that doesn't mean she can say and do me whatever she wants. That woman better check herself. Every time she see me, she want to fight or she have something to say. She promised to destroy me. I am also being stalked. I went out with him because we wanted to spend some time together. We were sitting together and the woman just came from nowhere slapping me. So I tell him, hit her back. And she came after me. She pushed me and she had her hand in my face. He held her and took her away. But as they say in Patois, piti kopa maladi, I am good for myself. You know, I heard that. Piti kopa maladi.
Yeah.
But then I want, why should that woman continue to pester my life and blame me for what is happening to her? Go be on your man. But she not doing that because she know you don't want to hear her. You rushing to answer the man's phone and then she calling me from all types of different numbers. She vanva because of wet kaka. Vid. That woman just does not get it. I am not going away. I will call his phone when I need to see him and he will come. She better make up her mind to leave him alone. He has not gone into detail, but he has basically said to me that he is not happy and he wants to leave her to be with me. I told her that the day she came behind us. That is why she pushed me. But then what happens when he leaves her and I let him go? I'm not going to do it. He asked me to wait and I'm going to wait. It's been a while, maybe 6 months, but I'm going to be patient. As long as he continues to take care of me. As long as he continues to take care of me and show me that he wants me, I'm not going anywhere. What I want to know is why she with him for 12 years and she not happy. Why she still want him when he want to be with someone else? She just don't want to see the man happy with me. She's a fool. Now tell me, should I be the one to let go? I would like to know, what do you think should be my next move since I want her completely out of the picture ASAP? ASAP. Let's reopen the lines. 4523046 and 724-0008. Good afternoon. Let's land on CIO on the air. Hello, good afternoon. You are on the air. Let's land on CIO.
Good afternoon, RCI.
Good afternoon. Thank you. First time caller.
Hey.
First time caller. All the way from London.
Oh, wow. Thank you for calling. Let's go.
So, caller, I believe you are cool. You are a fool.
Which one? The one who wrote?
Yeah, the writer, sorry.
Yeah.
She's a fool because, of course, I will tell her what she wants to hear. She doesn't take up any space in his life. She makes herself very small to fit into place. She doesn't complain.
No.
She can get...
Kuala, head at her. Let me just tell you something, eh? Men love that. Pa complain.
Exactly. So all she has to do is just make herself small and fit into his life.
I don't understand what you mean, make herself small and fit into his life. But you see,
okay,
that?
So what I mean by that is, she's like as if she's not the main woman. She's okay with being the side. So she makes herself small so that she can fit into his life. She doesn't complain. She does whatever he wants. He can get SCS when he wants. Of course he will love that. Of course he will tell you what he wants to hear because you do what he wants. You fit into his life. You do what
now,
he
Kuala,
wants.
Now, Kuala, you see what he's saying there? That's what most men want. It's like all men want that.
Of course they will want that. That's why she doesn't want to go and that's why he doesn't want her to go. Because she's not even the main woman. You're only together, together, as she says, for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you just there like a fool. You're there on hold. Just there on hold. Waiting. No, you're not sure if he will leave his woman. He's just telling you that. And you just there listening like a go-go.
So, Kola, what are you saying? What? She should leave him alone?
Of course, leave him alone. That's what he wants. He wants you to stay there and wait. That's what he wants.
Kola,
according to her, as long as he keeps telling her...
So, Kuala, to say that means that he's telling a lie, that he's
exactly,
not speaking the truth.
Exactly, he's just feeding her bullshit and she's listening.
Wow.
Again,
she's just eating everything he tells her. He's asking, he could tell her, I will give you $1 million tomorrow, and she will say, yes, I will wait for it.
Cola, you don't know of any man who is in a relationship and is not happy?
Yes, of course. So. But men, when they're ready to leave, they will leave. Obviously, he's not ready. He's just there. He's telling her one thing, and he's telling his maid woman another thing. It's obvious he's lying to them both. But she's more of an idiot because she's waiting. What are you waiting for? And you only know the man for 6 months and you're there on hold.
What is she waiting? I mean, she's waiting. What does she have the man?
She said that as long as he tell her wait, she will wait. So she's just there waiting.
All right, so let's talk about the woman in the house.
Oh, man.
Let me ask about the lady in the house. What do you think about that lady in the house? What kind of person do you think she is? You know, is he driving her crazy? Is he the one causing her to behave that way? Or, you know, because of who she is, she behaves that way. Let's take another call. Let's see we have on this line. Good afternoon. Let them know CI, you are on the air.
TBRCI.
Hey. Go ahead, caller.
Iowa.
Talk to me.
I want to know, Iowa.
Talk to me.
Why is it that women would leave when they're unhappy? But men will go out, find another woman, and still have the one at home, and bring stories back and forth. Because the women live in. When we fed up, it's been said, right?
Right.
When we fed up, we eventually leave and find somebody else.
Well, maybe
but
that one
is
fed up
now.
Yet. Cola, wait. She ain't fed up yet. You see the one in the house? Maybe she fed up.
No, we don't reach there yet. I am asking a question. Hey, why when the men unhappy, because you've been asking the women, if they have men that unhappy in relationship, okay, they unhappy. But why is it that they go out and find somebody else, right? And carry stories back and forth.
You know why? You want me to answer that?
Answer C4 because you hot this afternoon.
We're doing just like y'all. We mentally preparing ourselves to leave.
Oh, by going and find somebody else and carrying story.
Yeah, man.
Well, when you say carrying story,
we're expecting all the change.
But to me, I have no respect as a woman for a man that will come to me and give me all kind of story about his woman on the inside.
Now you see, Kola, that is what y'all have to say, Gasa. That is what we want y'all to say. That's what we want y'all to make body, sir. Y'all are saying it. And God, I'm so happy that you said as a woman you need to have respect for yourself. You want me to tell her to say that? You want me to tell her? Why not doing that? Yeah. Y'all need to tell. You know, Kola? And Kola, let me tell you, I totally agree with you, boy.
That's not what I want to hear. You can't carry storytelling. Hey. The woman making you unhappy. The woman, this, the woman.
And you're waiting. And you want
SpongeBob. She there. She takes information like a sponge.
That is not a joke. You see, don't mind I laughing and, you know, it may seem like we're making light of this situation. But you have to have respect for yourself as a woman, Gasa. What do you answer? You know?
No, I'm just saying,
when I say you, I'm speaking generally. I'm just speaking, sorry, not you, but generally. Gasa, you have to listen. You have to observe what is happening.
That's what they're observing with now.
So you want me to tell you, well, leave them. And I'm not doing that. I'm not telling them.
Stay longer.
You in love. You want me to tell you, leave your lover?
No. I know only of us one life, but there are some people that have trials. So they have more trials. So the more stuff happens, the more they get more life.
The answer to your question is because y'all allow us to. That is the answer to the question.
That's the problem, the lady, the inside lady having there now. Because how can a man have an outside woman and still have access to you?
Yeah, well.
Shoops.
No, because that's a very good question. How you know the man have an outside woman and he still have access to you? So the man just have two women playing.
You going everywhere, you're slapping the man in public, the man have to hold you and woman you in woman face and you're doing all
that's just proving his problem.
I believe the problem nowadays is when people remove the word love and they put possession in it. That's what I believe the problem is nowadays. Remove love and they put possession. So right now I possess you.
Oh, you're mine.
That's what it is nowadays. Not understand that we do not possess anybody. If somebody wants to leave, we should allow. The woman not realizing sometimes it's God that said that woman take that man away from her. 12 years you died from a not a ring, not nothing to show for it. And I think the letter is very incomplete because she didn't give any information about the standpoint of the lady in the house. If that's his wife, if they have children, you know?
Well, I guess that's not their be her business, so she probably didn't really care about that.
So how she know the lady miserable? Is that her business as well?
Well the man was telling her.
She said the fella telling her all these things.
Also, she ate it from one point of view and she just drinking it like Gramazone.
Well.
Okay.
Well.
I don't know Gramazone skill, eh?
but Kola, you're making a very good point there. As a woman, that's you need to have respect for yourself. You can let people take you for papi shoes, so what's it?
Let them take the proper visual still. Anyway, TBRCI.
Hey, thank you for calling. You've been wonderful. Yes, that's the cause. You see, that's the kind of cause we love. I mean, we love all our callers, eh? But you see, when you call and you make them kind of point there, how you as a woman, you need to have respect for yourself. And one man. Good afternoon. Letland RCI, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. This is Letla. You are on the air.
I believe the person I write that letter. That person deserves a beating. What do you think?
See. Why are you so violent?
You want to beat them?
Why are you so?
You want to beat them, Kola?
No, that person. I'm not the one who's necessarily going to do it.
Right.
Is the person who managed to wait for her yet? Then I don't know what she's waiting for, but she deserves one. We are talking about 6 years. 6 months. That's like January to June. Or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
6 months to meet somebody, the person is your woman already so much, you're ready to sit down on the sidelines and wait for them to leave his woman of 12 years. Would that make sense?
Love that, eh? Kola, love have a lifespan. Love that have a lifespan, no, Kola?
Kola, let's talk about the other one that going after her and want to do all them rural creek.
I had a situation like that just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I left my man because his child murder was always going to be in the picture. Want to make my life miserable, and I just feel like I'm just too young for that.
Mm-hmm. So you gone?
I'm gone. Like,
okay, so you respect yourself.
I'm gone. Like, it can't be so difficult. Like, there couldn't be, like, I don't know. If you want somebody gone, you're going to let them go, no matter what the person is still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get rid of that person. Straight up. You have time to fight it.
Why is he going to let the person go on?
Yeah.
But she's a fool for waiting. For thinking that, you know, she's a fool for waiting. Straight up. He's ever beaten.
For waiting for him?
For waiting for him.
Now, Kola, let me ask.
I think she's very young.
Right.
There are other things missing, but I think she's very young as well. You know, probably the guy is probably, you know, financially stable, so, you know, he's probably, you know, giving her some money, something to sit around. So, you know, she's enjoying that. She probably hasn't lived her life as yet to know.
Yeah.
Like, she probably needs an eye-opener.
Yeah, but it's better she lives now, because that's what you're saying. It's better she...
Yeah, I think she's wasting her time, man.
Okay. Kola, how long before you left the one that you were with? How long it took you?
So, situation is like, you know, he told me he has somebody in his life that's obsessed with him, and like, let's say 4 years I'm with you, and then in the beginning of the relationship he told me, okay, that person is obsessed with you, have a child, that person, right? And then 4 years, 3 years, you understand, you and that person cannot get on the level of parenting where, you know, Like, it's just going to be about your child. Like, you know, I noticed that, you know, I was being dragged around. A woman kept meeting me in the streets and calling me out, telling me, go and clean your house. I think, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on that, you know, the man was lying. The men are liars, by the way.
Not all.
Most of them.
Kola, was that a difficult decision for you to make?
It was difficult for me to make, but then I had to take all things into consideration. I always prioritize my peace of mind, and, you know, I just had to, you know, accept the fact that, you know, that relationship used to bring peace, but it doesn't bring peace anymore. So mm-hmm. I'm gone. It's different people, you know. I'm, for one, I don't let anything come between my peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I won't let anything affect that. Like, I like to be at peace.
So you're not in any pain? You ain't feeling any, like, regrets or any, like...
I mean, I'm regretful. He's a nice person and I miss him, but then at the end of the day, just not worth my sanity.
Okay. So you're going to stay away?
I'm just going to stay away because, like, I'm too young, like...
Nahena. Is he going
to... We have no kids. He have his kids. Okay, like you, Kola, I don't know.
Kola, is he going to stay away from you?
Is he going to stay away from me? I can keep him away. There are measures... Boundaries.
I ask you if you can keep him away. You're answering a different question.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, is he going to stay away from you?
Yeah.
He's staying away?
Yeah. Because
I want him to.
You want him to? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, that's the thing again. Sometimes a lot of us women, we're so weak. You know, we believe that, you know, we're not going to find somebody else to do certain things for us, to love us, you know. It takes a lot for us to make up our minds, for us to walk away from relationships. And, you know, if it doesn't make sense or it's not serving you, it's dramatic, just leave, man.
Are you ready for another relationship?
I am, probably. But then I know what I want now, you know. Like, there are a lot of things that I just won't settle for.
Give me some examples, please, Kola. Please, yeah, I want to hear. Like what?
There's just certain things that, for me personally, I won't settle for now. For somebody who has, like, you know, baby mama drama. Like, that was my first time meeting somebody who has a child.
Oh. So you don't want anybody with children? You don't want anybody with children?
Like, for me, the purpose of a relationship is something to be, you know, at peace, supported, loved, and stuff like that. And if it's not giving me that, then I don't need it.
Okay. So no man.
Don't get me wrong. I have been a side woman. I can be a side woman, but then you just have to know how to do your thing, you know. But what if it's true, then you know it.
This is why I like Letla. Kola. Hello.
Hey, first time caller.
Hold on. Kola. First time caller. Wait for me. I want to ask you one question, just to make a point. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You can be a side woman.
I can be that.
You can be. You're willing to be.
Willing to be sometimes.
You're willing to be.
It all depends on the situation. I mean, I just have to weigh my options. I mean, is it fitting? Is it deserving? What am I getting out of it? She doesn't seem like she's getting anything out of it. Then a bunch of lies. That's very different.
All right, well, she did say the guy is taking care of her, so. Yeah. As long as he keep on taking care of her.
Well, thank you.
I mean, at the end of the day, is it worth it for a woman? I don't want a woman for me to think it's your hands.
You shouldn't tolerate that at all. Anybody coming in your face and tell you anything. Take our stuff. Take yourself out of
it. I know myself. I carry myself with class. So it's just that I'm just not going to allow certain things to happen. Some things are just not worth it. And the moment we realize that some things are just not worth it, you know, it's just a whole different ballgame. Some things are just not worth it.
Your peace of mind is so important, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kola.
Okay, it took me a lot to get there. I grew up in a home that was broken. I saw my parents arguing a lot. And I know growing up, that's not something that I wanted.
Kola, do you find yourself arguing a lot as well?
First couple of times in my last relationship, like the first couple of years, can you imagine if I told you that me and the guy never had an argument? And the only time we ever argued in that relationship was because of women. So I think I have control over it. I don't think I'm the nagging part. I mean, there are just certain things that just got to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I will argue about that if it gets to me. But there are certain things I believe that can be talked about. Mm-hmm. And I was able to actually, you know, we were able to talk through a lot of stuff, but that one was just, you know, recurring situation, you know, that woman was just the menace, and I don't think it was worth my peace of mind, you know, and I felt like I was being lied to as well.
Kola, I want to thank you for your contribution. Thank you for being honest, man. I really love that contribution. Thank you, Kola.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man, take care. First time Kola on the Caribbean Sound. Yeah, man. Tell you that. So this is Letlana CI. You know, I like when you guys are honest with me. I'm going to be honest with you as well. As honest as I can be as well. But you see, she's writing and she wants to know how she could get rid of the woman. She wants that woman. What is her next move? Because she wants her completely out of the picture as soon as possible. Like ASAP. ASAP. What are you willing to go? How far are you willing? What are you willing to do? How far are you willing to go to ensure that you are number one in his life? Well, you stated that you ain't going anywhere and you ain't care what anybody say. As the man you want. And you're going to get him. And this lady of 12 years in the house, she's miserable, my friend, because of you.
Persistent is key.
She's miserable because of you. You know? So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And should we remain in a relationship where we are miserable people? Why are we staying in these types of relationships? Where we're miserable, we argue every day. Sometimes we fight, we don't see eye to eye. And it's just a matter of time before that relationship ends. You know that, right? Maybe you may not want to hear it, but that's the truth. It's just a matter of time. How can you be in a relationship when you argue every day? I think, fellas, you are accusing us of not listening. We need to pay attention, you know. We already don't want that to happen to you. I know you may be listening to Letla, you know, very often every Wednesday. Some of you are every Wednesday, and you hear the lady sing, "Damn, don't listen, Iwa. Y'all don't like to listen. And it is only after we gone, you're ready to do this and that and the other." But we already, what is he for? We left mentally?
Yeah, mentally.
Mentally, we already gone. I want. Partner, if that is you, you're in a relationship and you love the lady. Now, you see that thing about fellas lying on the woman. I don't know, I have a hard time believing that, you know.
I don't think.
Fellas lying on the woman, making up stories on the lady. On the lady in the house.
Just to be for side one? Really? I'm going to go for all that? And get a slap in public? Like, really? Nah. Something wrong. Something is definitely wrong.
You know,
you know, to come to think of it, she's actually, the woman in the house is actually proving his point. By the way she's getting on, you know. She knows she's getting
miserable
on.
Miserable in the house.
Yes.
He's miserable. If you get slapped in public by your lady, your lady of 12 years, that woman could come and look for you in public and slap you. Right there, according to what my partner C4 is saying. Says a lot about you, Gasa.
Yeah, something is wrong.
The type of person you are. You come in public and slap up a man and quarrel with another and argue with another lady, Gasa.
Yeah, something is definitely wrong. And obsession works in a lot of different ways. We have to keep that in mind. Everybody has different. Everybody's saying leave the man alone. Sometimes that's the woman that could actually save that man from getting his death in that house there, you know. You never know what the man going through in the house
there. Take him out of there. Hurry, come up. Hurry, come over. Hurry, make the move. Hurry, make that move. But folks, don't force your relationship. Somebody said to me, a wise woman once said to me, "Iwa, don't force any relationship. Don't force it, Iwa. Let it happen naturally. Let it happen naturally." My advice to you, naturally. You ain't begging anybody to be with you. You ain't fighting with anybody to be with you, Gasa. Caller, thank you for holding. Good afternoon. Letla, you on the air.
Ranking.
Yo! Oh, boy. Boy, you imagine you the first male caller,
Yeah, the first male caller.
Golden Dragon.
And you are the Golden Dragon.
Yes, my brother.
Go ahead, my brother. Let me hear
Rankin,
you.
Let me say first of all, this relationship thing, now they call it situationship. Man, if I was a woman, and between me and you, in the next world, I want to be a woman, you know. In the next world. Because they're getting all the goodies. Fellas, Rankin, if you by the road, I passing there, you know, I give you no ride. But if you have a short miniskirt and tall shoes, can you ride, Gasa?
As a woman. As a woman, you're giving woman ride.
What I'm saying to you, Rankin, if a woman by the road, if a short skirting at all hills. You can ride, but if I pass ranking, well, I pass ranking straight.
What you are seeing is the fellas waiting in the bush. That is what you have to see.
But ranking, the good thing is my door's always all locked up, so I'll open one door.
All right, well, okay. Well,
and if anybody come up from the bush, they'll face.
You have a plan?
They'll face the packing.
Right.
So anybody come out of the bush, I'm sorry. Right. They'll be meeting the maker in heaven. But, ranking, honestly, I want to be a woman in the next world, man. Women have it easy and nice, because a woman tells you she wants $10, you give her $10. A man tells you, give me $10 now, man. One look.
Right.
But seriously,
right.
Any, as a woman, if I was a woman and a man with me for 5 years and he can't put a ring on my finger, that is it. There's no reason why any woman should waste her time. 5 years, 6 years if a man, he can engage you. So what are you there for? What are you there for? Just to clean his house, give him breakfast, lunch and dinner, give him his little XES when he wants it.
Mm.
I mean, come on. I mean, the whole idea of relationship is to get married. So you meet boy meets girl, you're falling in love, you get to know each other. After 5 years, man, put a little ring on the lady finger saying, I appreciate you, I would love to spend the rest of my life with you. We'll build a career together, life together, our kids, our house and land. I mean, there's no reason why a man should be for one for 12 years and he can't put a ring on her finger. That man ain't ready yet. Man ain't ready yet.
Maybe not money. Kola,
what, wait, but just now, it's a tricky thing, you know, Kola.
Tricky?
Yeah, you mean 12 years. Think of it, 12 years. You're not happy in a relationship. You'll marry somebody you're not happy in a relationship with.
That's what I'm saying is, for no reason should that woman be there for 12 years. Then won't you tell a man, listen, it's 5 years now, you can't make up your mind as to whether you want to spend the rest of your life with me. You can't put the ring on my finger to engage me. You go your way, man.
Oh, okay, okay. That's the point. Alright, I understand.
Yeah, won't you not trust any man to be around her for all his years and can't tell her he has a commitment towards her? That's ridiculous. You're wasting a woman's time. There could be a man out there who's willing to marry the woman right away. So I'm saying the woman in the house shouldn't have told that man to go a long time ago. But then if she's not good enough, if she's not worth to be anything more, then get a housewife, a housekeeper. You know, tell the man go.
Well, let me understand what you're saying here. The purpose of a relationship or being with someone is to get married?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I believe. As a Christian, a Catholic, like I say, boy meets girl, you're falling in love, you spend a few years getting to know each other, compatibility, have your mindset synchronized as to what career, what life path you want to go on, where you want to live, build your house, have your kids. I mean, there's no reason why you should be in a long-term relationship and you don't plan to get to the final stage, which is marriage.
You're saying something as a long-term relationship.
Yeah, because after 5 years, you move into long-term. The first 5 years is basically a short-term thing, but after the short-term, if you're not thinking of going anyway past that into long-term, forget that. Move on.
Okay. But
move on. After 5 years, you cannot make up your mind. Move on.
But the purpose of being in a relationship, according to you, is to get married. You must get married if you...
Yeah. That's correct, my brother.
All right.
Thank you. That's correct. You can't be wasting your time with somebody just after all your put your savings together, you buy a car, house, then you'll break up and go. Come on. Yeah. You see, the thing is, the Bible will teach us how to live our life. We follow the Bible, we follow God's laws, His commandments. We do the thing right, man. We do the thing right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for calling. Yep. Hey, we're not taking any more calls. I want to read some of your messages quickly, and let me see what you have to see there. People, we're not getting any more calls. You know, don't think nothing. It's already, you know,
10 to.
Probably we ain't taking any more calls. As after that comment, are you coming back as a woman in the next life? Gasarod, what real man will see that Gasarod get it? I know my partner already. Let's make some kind of comments. You know, we respect everybody's contribution on Letla. But I just want to say, partner, me, as I can't imagine myself being a woman, I'm wrong. I just can't imagine. I just cannot imagine. I can't see myself being any woman, bro.
Yeah.
And by ranking that writer just too fast. If the man is unhappy while she is on the sideline, she should tell him, sabotage while she's doing all that. What is the progress? Both the women need to have a bit more class to to the gullible writer trying to be perfect Jabal, remember, the honeymoon phase can only last so long. When life happens, the mask falls off. This isn't any relationship the writer has there. It ain't no relationship. You can't blame the lady in the house. She's suffering from a gopwell. When you have gopwell, you're doing anything wrong, kid. Don't forget that. That still
doesn't make it right, Papa.
Don't forget that, boy. Let me tell you, boy, the gopwell thing. Yeah,
but that still doesn't make it right for you to knock somebody.
No, when you're going to gopwell, you ain't no right, you ain't no wrong, my G.
Yeah, but you still have to control yourself. It's a lot of going to the
gopwell eat you. I said, you ain't no right, you ain't no wrong, you ain't no left, you ain't no nothing, Papa. Why? All you want, all you know is you want your baby back.
Yeah, well.
I can't wait for him to leave his main woman for her. Then her position as Jamal will be open. And she will now be the one acting the fool. Let me know that again. I can't wait for him to leave his main woman for her. Then her position as Jabal will be open. And she will now be the one acting the fool.
Doesn't.
All right. And this one says, hi, Iowa, this lady's a fool. Waiting for 6 months. If he wanted you so bad, he would leave now. Lady, stop making yourself invisible for now. All right? And this one says, Iowa, if the man is so in love with her, why would she have to call him to spend time with her? Belchessia, whip one, sir. Who does that nowadays? If I was the woman, I horn in the man until he sees. Nonsense. I wasn't leaving. I would start a bebo. Oh my goodness. This one say what I do in is horn I horn it. Horn. Rankin, I wouldn't stalk him nor hit him. I would horn him if she had want to live. Nonsense. Remember, folks, do not hit anybody. Do not hit anyone. You ain't own nobody, that's a don't hit, don't knock, don't shoot, don't kill, don't stab. Pattern, man. Leave them alone. Go. Be a man. I want these men that's lying. I want these men that's lying. Lie. I want my ex had me home. I had another woman. I found out about her because he used to bring her around when I am at work. When I confronted him, he said, that's an old friend with 4 children. That's not his style. Ay, ay, ay. He had him an excuse, I see, for. When I confronted him, he said, that's an old friend with 4 children. That's not my style. A few weeks later, I caught her at her home, you know. You know what she said? Oh, the man not happy? Why don't I leave? I left now, she in the house getting old and he's by his child mother every day and calling my phone. What? Ranking them sock share borders, lie, Ranking.
Well,
what? Good day, Ranking. I am a woman. The wife have no business harassing the girl. Your man that go out to look for another woman should check your man. If it was me, I bust up a toot already, whether the man lie or not. Now, as for the man, he's so unhappy, he had time to look for another woman, and he cannot find time to tell his wife, I'm not happy, so it's over? I don't respect that. Whatever the reason you want someone else, leave your person and go out. If it's a bad habit, then let the side chick know it's a fling. Now, on the wife, a man cheating on you, and you're still there 12 years later stalking him and making rule with his side chick? Self-esteem women, don't tolerate crap. Self-esteem. I was sometimes, the men not lying, because my sugar daddy in a similar situation, and he can't leave because they have a mortgage on the house, and the sister don't want to sell the house, so it's cheaper to keep her than to divorce her.
Okay.
All right. Okay. He's a liar. Don't mind the slap. He know why he's still with his woman. He probably accustomed to his vibe. And one says, Boy Rankin, your first letter caller deserve an award, Boy Rankin, boy. What? We love her, man. We love her. I mean, we love all our callers, but she there? Oh, man. I want a writer. That's stupid. Why does young women refuse to leave people man alone and get their own? The man will never stay with her. Tell her, leave the man and get another man, because she will not have the man for herself. The man only dared to get tut-tut from her. Right, this one says, I don't think the man is being honest with the writer. He's surely having his cake and he's eating it too. I hope both women see through that situation and leave the man in his web of lies. A partner say, a ranking diet should the side chick is the boss, ranking. The side chick is the boss, ranking. Anyway, C4. Big up your own self callers. Those of you who call, thank you very much. Those of you that will listen and you do not call, thank you very much. We appreciate you. First time callers, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, people. This has been another Let Learn Our CIC4. Thank you. Thank you, Marine. A big thank you to our sponsors, Fruitsy Seymour's and Access. We'll do that again next week, Wednesday, God willing.